With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Well, welcome everyone to a brand new episode of EvoStick Extra. We're back and we are not live, but we are pre-recorded and we are going to bring you this week all the news and previews for this week's coming fixtures in the NPL, Northern Premier League, Premier Division, sponsored by EvoStick. We're also going to be joined by James Hayes very shortly to review last weekend's football in the Premier Division. And coming up later in the show, we're going to be joined by Mark Duffy, sports writer and all-round Ilkeston lovey. But coming up now, here's Ben with the news. Over to you, Ben. Well, thanks, Ben. And after collecting 9 out of 10 club and league fair play accolades handed out at the top levels of non-league since the launch of the Football Association's Respect Programme, the EvoStick Northern Premier League's best behaved managers and coaches are being honoured again for leading the way from the touchline. The EvoStick NPL did the Respect double in 2014 by winning the FA's National League System Step 1-4 Respect and Fair Play League Award for the fourth time in 5 years, and the club category for the fifth season running. Skelmersdale United, following in the footsteps of inaugural winners Garforth Town in 2010, Lancaster City in 2011, AFC Fylde in 2012, and Nantwich Town in 2013. So congratulations to everyone involved. Elsewhere, footballing charity Kit Aid are hoping Marine's Barry Lenton will help inspire another record-breaking collection of unwanted kits by the EvoStick Northern Premier League clubs and fans this Easter for disadvantaged young footballers around the world. The long-serving community officer at the Arriva Stadium has collected more than 11,000 items of kit over the last 3 years and was hailed by the charity's grateful officials for his efforts on Wednesday as the countdown to this season's annual Easter Amnesty collection got underway. In other news, the fans behind the EvoStick Northern Premier League's NPL Facebook group are celebrating another milestone after passing the 5,000 followers mark on Twitter. NPL show's got 4 followers or something. Anyway, set up back in 2009 by two fans watching an FA Trophy tie between FC Halifax Town and Shepshed Dynamo, ironically both former NPL teams now, and initially known as the Unibond Group, the NPL Facebook group has steadily grown to become one of the best supported online communities in football, with more than 4,500 members on Facebook, and of lunchtime on Thursday, 5,629 followers on Twitter. And lastly from me, EvoStick Premier League side FC United and Manchester are planning to become one of the most environmentally friendly clubs in football with the help of their green-fingered fans. The Premier Division leaders say that they're looking to create the first pollinator-friendly football ground in the UK at their new home at Broadhurst Park. That's thanks to a £4,000 grant from the Grow Wild Community Project, which is led by the Kew Royal Botanical Gardens and supported by the Big Lottery Fund. The landscaping project is set to transform a wide public pathway that runs alongside the new ground and community facility in Moston, with the planting of native flowers, grasses and trees now underway. And on that note, it's back over to you, Ben. Thank you, Ben, there for the news, but it's now time to draw our eyes for a bit of a review of last weekend's fixtures and other musings going on in the world of NPL Facebook groupery. It's now time to join hands and greet together as one, James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group. Hello, James. How are you?
Hello, everybody. How's everyone tonight?
Well, I don't know, but I'm imagining they're all right. I'm imagining they're all right. All the better for hearing from you, James. That's for sure. Anyway, we've had a hell of a week of fixtures. The EvoStick Northern Premier League is now kicking into gear. This is the proper running. How excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's getting pretty exciting, not just for the Premier, but in all three divisions as well, especially with the results of last weekend. I've got a feeling some situations have now been settled after what we said last week on the podcast. So, obviously, The only thing that can prove me wrong is fate itself.
Fate itself. Can I just say, how rude of me. I never asked you where you were. You started doing it all confidently, and then a baby starts screaming in the background. It's almost as if the baby's heard Alex McKenna talk. Now, what? Where are you?
Yeah. I'm stood outside my shop for the final time before it's refurbed. That's Ashton Vodafone / Phones For You. Closed now for 2 weeks and then back into a brand new store. So
other phone companies are available, of course. Yes. Now, let's kick things off with Saturday's fixtures. And on Saturday, there was a lot of fixtures which took place. Some of them significant, some more significant than others. We'll start at the top. Buxton 2, Ashton United 3. A hell of a game there. Liam Hardy scoring again for Buxton, but not enough as Ashton United continue their romp towards the title, some would suggest.
I suggest more towards at least getting the home advantage in the playoffs with other results that weekend. But Ashton is still up there, proving they can really push FC United and Ilkeston for the title. I think they've only dropped 3 points now in the entirety of 2015 so far.
Let's go to that midweek game for Ashton United, because there they did drop points, and it was a bit of a surprise really, because Ashton United were 2-0 up in that one against relegation threatened Frickley Athletic, and then Frickley Athletic scored 2 goals in the last 15 minutes.
Frickley, we said it last week as well, they're unpredictable down the bottom of the table, and now there's about 5 or 6 teams down there. Yeah, after two or three we mentioned last week.
Don't you go running ahead. Oi, so. Rein it back. But just to say midweek as well, Buxton 3, Trafford 2. Bit inconsistent for Buxton, but you never know.
Yeah, Buxton, I think they've listened to us as well, and they've started to look at their opportunities they've got available. I still think they're going to miss out personally. But again, anything that we can build towards next season.
Let's move our eyes to the title picture now. And we just mentioned Ashton United. They're one of the challenges, certainly, for the title. The other one at the moment, 4 points clear at the top, is FC United of Manchester. They had rarely win away from home, Kingsland Town visiting. And I'll tell you, I think Kingsland Town gave FC a run for the money for a while. But FC United, in the end, won 3-1 in front of nearly 2,500 supporters at the Tameside Stadium. And then midweek, in fact, no, we'll come back to the midweek one shortly. But what do you reckon, firstly, to that result there against Kingsland?
Big result for FC United. That with Kingsland, I feel that's going to... We were saying last week they were safe. The results gone and results going against them.
Yes.
They're now in that... battle at the bottom now.
They definitely are. That was a defeat for Kingsland on Saturday, which you'd say, well, fair enough, it's FC United away from home. However, midweek they hosted Matlock Town, who in themselves are fighting for their lives, and they lost 3-1 at home. What do you make of Kingsland?
We were saying they were safe last week. No, I can't say that anymore. They're going to struggle, especially because they've got more away fixtures than home. Mm-hmm. And with the fixtures they've got coming left, they're going to find a hard time picking up any more away points. So they're going to have to do the work at home. The only advantage is their home form's better than other teams down at the bottom end, but it's still not going to be enough. They've just lost Liam Metton last week. It's going to be a struggle. I don't see Kingsland getting relegated, but they really need to start looking at opportunities.
Let's just mention Ilkeston while we're talking about title. Back to the title picture. It's all confusing because you don't know whether to look up or down in this league at the moment.
No.
But up at the top, on Saturday, 2 points dropped for Ilkeston, I reckon. Ilkeston 1, Grantham Town 1. And Ilkeston had the lead for pretty much all of the game. It was in front of 561 supporters. And then was it a 93rd or 94th minute penalty for Grantham Town? 10 men, Grantham Town. And they get the equaliser to finish one apiece.
With Grantham, I've been saying all season, they're a team to look out for. And they're going to cause problems, even if not in the playoff race. And they're proving it again with a good defence. Obviously, it was 1-0 up, but... Again, mistakes at this time of the season will cost you.
Yeah.
It's happened in all the divisions. It happened last night in the Fancy Man's Cup competition, and we've seen it happen. So, again, this is why what FC United I see now, it's theirs to lose because of what's happened with Ilkeston, Ashton. All of the top six teams are dropping the points at the moment.
We'll be speaking to Mark Duffy from Ilkeston very shortly to discuss what his take of possibly one of the biggest matches of the season thus far. FC United against Ilkeston for midweek. Finished 2 apiece. Great spectacle. There was loads of journalists there. There was loads of laptops. I've never seen so many laptops. It was like some kind of PC World sale or something. But again, in front of 2,500 people, great spectacle, great football. I would suggest two of the best football insides in the league. And it finished 2-2. But Ilkeston against Grantham, you think that might have just done it for them?
I think that's cost Ilkeston. That's two draws in a row. And especially when Ilkeston were seconds away from being the first team to beat FC at the Tameside Stadium as well. It's something that I think Ilkeston will be looking more towards playoff football now rather than the title. While it's going against them, especially with games in hand as well, I think that them two results will cost them, unless, and it's happened a lot this season with other teams, things go against FC United or form starts to drop. Well, that's the only hope Ilkeston have got at the moment.
Let's bring in another team into the mix. Skelmersdale United have been up at the top pretty much since September. It's only been the last couple of weeks they've been swallowed up by everyone else. But quite a statement made on Saturday afternoon. Skelmersdale United 3, Ramsbottom United 0. Just saying basically to everyone else, we're still here.
Yeah, they're still going to have a chance, but as a lot of the fans are saying on the Facebook page at the moment, they... morale's not there with the fans, and sometimes that can pick up on the players. I mean, it's obviously a great stage to say a 3-0 win, especially, okay, it was only Ramsbottom, sorry to the Ramy fans, and Ian Burke. But at the same time, you need to send them statements out sometimes, not just to show the results, but to the fans. Obviously, we don't know the full situation of what's gone on, or people that do know what's gone on. I mean, they're not sharing. They just need to go out there, play the football, and make sure they get the results to get the fans back on the side. No one saw Skelmersdale drop the points a few weeks. Everyone a month ago would have thought Skelmersdale would have won the league by a country mile. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what's happened, you can see with the fans, they're not going to be the happiest of people with what's gone on in the background. But again, it's keeping that morale together. Football's about being a huge family, especially at this level.
Let's mention a couple of other teams as well. Workington 2, Barwell 1, in front of 442 supporters there, continuing Workington's excellent attendance record this season. That's a good result for Workington. They're not completely out of it either yet, are they?
No, I think that was another six-pointer, especially for the playoff race as well.
Is that Barwell done?
I don't think it's bad for Barwell, considering with what Blyth's got to do yet. Mm-hmm. But it's certainly a kick in the teeth. It was definitely a six-pointer. But I think Barwell have got the opportunity to recover themselves. Again, FC have still got to play Workington. Workington have still got to play Ilkeston as well. So it's still wide open. Barwell aren't completely out of the race yet.
And a couple of other teams you just mentioned, Blyth Spartans. Stourbridge 0, Blyth Spartans 3. Good result that for Blyth. However, midweek, strangely, Nantwich Town 1, Blyth Spartans 1. Now, firstly, the Blyth Spartans situation there. 4 points this week. Not that bad, is it really? But they've got to fit in a lot of fixtures, haven't they?
They've got enough games in hand. It's the same in a couple of other divisions as well. I'm going to mention the North West Counties quickly, where Glossop and Shaw and
Whoa, 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 whoa. They've got their own podcast. Don't you dare. No.
Fair enough. Yeah. But Blyth has still got it in their hands. Again, they're not going to be able to win the league. That's certain. They've got too many games to play. It's like next week, they would be playing 3 times with a trip to Ramsbottom on the Thursday night, which no one's going to like. Again, sorry, apologies to Ramy fans, but no one likes travelling to football games 3 times in a week. Even I've got my own limits, and I go out for 7 days a week, especially to go drinking.
One last team in the playoff picture, I think, is Curzon Ashton. And I've got it on good authority now that the Curzon Ashton management team are now using this podcast as motivation to get them into playoffs. So be careful what you say here, because you want to give the other teams a chance as well. James. Trafford 0, Curzon Ashton 1, a Sam Walker penalty on 86 minutes. And on Monday night, Curzon Ashton 3, Whitby Town 0. What do you reckon then?
They're still going to be threatening up there, but I think results in previous weeks have shown that they're on an off period at this moment in time.
Let's just be fair to Curzon for a second, because I know John does listen. Now, they are 2 points behind Skelmersdale United with 3 games in hand. So
it's obviously games in hand are going to be important, but it's how, what they do with him. Mm-hmm. Because I think Curzon, again, are one of the teams that are going to be playing every midweek until the end of the season. A few games got fogged off last night as well, so that's not going to add well into equations.
Relegation now. Let's turn our eyes down to the bottom of the table. It's been a cracking week for Nantwich Town. Frickle Athletic 0, Nantwich Town 1 on Saturday afternoon. And as we alluded to earlier, midweek, Nantwich Town 1, Blyth Spartans 1. Good week for Nantwich Town.
Yeah, good 2 weeks for Nantwich Town. They've got the mm-hmm. points. They're starting to pick up a good bit of form at the right time now as well. Frickle dropping into that worrying fifth place spot, even again after everyone was saying they were safe.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've still got Witton, you've still got Ramsbottom, you've still got Whitby, who are now starting to worry a little bit now about their position because they don't think they're completely safe. I think they've lost two on the bounce now, if you remember correctly, as well. Yeah. Did they lose Saturday?
Let me tell you, they did lose on Saturday. No, they drew on Saturday. Predictably, 0-0 with Halesow in town. That's a long way to go for a 0-0, I'll be honest.
It is.
But anyway, so a point there for Whitby. Just to throw in a couple of other results from down the bottom. Rushall Olympic 1, Matlock Town 0. But not a total disastrous week, as we said earlier, because Matlock won midweek away at Kingsland Town, which is not easy. So, again, 3 points for a team in relegation trouble out of two isn't bad, is it?
No, that's any team that are looking at threatening for relegation, when you get the points, you know you've earned the points.
Yes.
You look at all three divisions, the teams down the bottom end, you look at what the games they've got ahead, you can't really see them picking up points except against each other.
Yeah.
So naturally, it's going to be a hard time, but Rushall aren't the easiest team to play, as we know about. So Matlock, good week with the win they've got, and I think they're now pretty much, they're now 15th in the table.
14th at the moment, just
14th. Yeah. So, but even then, that's still not a sign to say you're safe. Obviously, it's about 5 or 6 points between the teams that are fighting for that last place at the moment.
Yep.
So naturally, it's not a situation you want to be thinking you're safe at. A lot of teams do this at this time of year and start dropping down. Look at Frickle, look at Whitby.
Let's mention some other teams. Let's throw them into the mix. Okay. So Stamford 0, Marine 1 on Saturday. That's putting Stamford right in it, isn't it?
Yeah, well done to Marine for picking up the 3 points there. The curse of the new stadium really isn't doing well for Stamford. I think they put an application to Alan Alcock this week to move back to our old
back
ground.
To the Daniels. Let's go back there. Definitely.
There's beers there anyway. So, yeah. Stamford, they're real. They've not won at home all season. Again, we said it last weekend, you need your home points more than your away ones. It's not a good sign for next season. I think teams who are going down, hang on, everyone else did it last year. Why can't we? Let's go get 3 points. It's not something you want to shout out to the rest of the division.
And lastly, with regard to the relegation battle, Witten Albion 0, Belper Town 0. I think that's a banana slip-on for Witten Albion there, I think.
It is, yes. Witten Albion did miss an opportunity there to get back in, but again, results elsewhere keep them in the hunt.
And just before we go, one last fixture for midweek. Stourbridge 1, Ramsbottom United 2. A cracking result, that, for Ramsbottom United, keeping them just above water as well, but with a ton of games in hand under the belt.
Yeah, Rami, it's something Rami need, again, just to pick up, just to get something on the board and get them to hopefully kickstart them. Again, they're another team playing 3 games next week. So, obviously, the first night is Ramsbottom v Blyth, and that's going to be crucial to both teams. And that could even decide if Blyth stay in the playoff front or Rami get out of the relegation zone, because they both got to play each other again later on in a few weeks' time. So, naturally, that's going to play each other twice in the space of 3-4 weeks is something to look at.
And on that bombshell, it is now time to leave this part of the show. James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, would you like to give a plug to the excellent banter-ridden MPL Facebook group sponsored by EvoStick?
No worries. facebook.com/groups/the MPL. Or on Twitter with 5,000 followers at the MPL group.
Thanks, James.
I know it's nothing to shout out, really.
FC Radio only has 3,500, so... It's more sobbing that I'm doing inside. Congratulations to you, James, and all the Twitter followers that you've got. Anyway, so James, thank you for joining us, and we'll be hearing from you next week.
You will do, and obviously, hopefully, ready for Monday as well.
Yes, for the big announcement, of course. More news on that next week. Right, thank you to James Hayes there, but it's now time to draw our eyes to the future. And also to reminisce about what happened last Tuesday at the Tameside Stadium. It's now time to join hands and greet together as one Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire sports journalist and all-round Ilkeston stalker, Mark Duffer. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Ben. I'm well. How are you?
I'm not so bad. Did you have a good night at the... It felt like the FC United fixture against Ilkeston. It felt like a proper league showcase that evening.
Yeah, and a really good one as well, wasn't it? It was a fantastic game. It really intense, wasn't it? I think in the atmosphere too. Really enjoyable game.
Yeah,
I must admit, refereeing was interesting, but
very interesting.
We'll gloss over that.
Have you still worked? Have you worked out what the penalty, the FC United penalty was for?
Well, I've watched the video, and judging by what's been said since, it seems the referee thought there was a handball in there. But I mean, Mike Williams' arm was, well, I mean, I was closer to the ball than he was. It was you know, very, very questionable. But there you go.
But for those people who weren't there, just to say, Ilkeston and FC did the league proud. It was a proper, vibrant atmosphere and a cracking game of football. Best game of football I've seen in a while, I thought.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It was because there was so much at stake as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it was far from a title decider, but obviously in the top five or six, it was a big game, and yeah, it really showed as well.
Interesting, you're saying it's not a title decider. At the moment with Ilkeston, what do you reckon? Where do you think that does actually leave you?
Well, I mean, it wasn't a title decided purely because of the timing, but I mean, it could well turn out to be that way. And if you know, who knows what's going to happen, because there's so much football to be played between now and the end. And obviously, the top five, maybe six, is so tight that who knows. But no, I mean, Ilkeston are in there by merit. They've stayed there despite losing so many key players to higher levels, and that performance showed that they are very much contenders, absolutely. And I think it surprised a few people, actually. Mm-hmm. Given the average age of the team that night, I gather, was 19.7, to be precise.
Yeah, we were mentioning on FC Radio, it's a young side.
Yeah.
It was like cliche central. It was the buzzword of the night, it's a young side. And like you say, 19, that's superb, isn't it?
It is. And I mean, Joe Maguire was suspended, but even if he was playing, he's only 23, so it pushes it up maybe to 20. And Rob Duffy is on the bench, he's 31. But you get the idea.
Yes.
That the side is basically 19, 20 average, and that, you know, that shows how well they've done.
Right, let's move on then to Saturday's fixtures, because every fixture now is becoming almost a six-pointer, including the first one we're going to talk about, Barwell against Nantwich Town. Barwell on the fringes of playoff contention. Nantwich certainly looking at relegation occasionally, over the shoulder certainly. How do you think this one's going to play out?
Yeah, Barwell do still have an outside chance, I think, of getting in the playoffs. As you say, Nantwich, they're one of several teams down there who are fighting probably for one, if maybe two, of the relegation spots.
You still think Marine's got a chance?
I do, purely because they've picked up a couple of wins, haven't they, since mm-hmm. Sean Hesse took over. And you never—I don't know if they're going to get any more, but you know, it would suggest things have changed there a bit. To they may be able to turn it around a bit. But yeah, I mean, Marine. We'll talk about Marine,
I guess.
But certainly, Nantwich is still in there with a bit to do, I think, and probably a bigger game for them on Saturday than Barwell, I think, because Barwell. Well, yeah, a good run might give them an outside chance, but I think they might be stuck where they are.
Now, Belper Town are certainly stuck where they are.
Mm.
However, Skelmersdale United was, for a long time, since September, stuck at the top. However, they've now been swallowed up by everyone else. But they've started to win again.
They are picking up points and they're hanging in there, aren't they? I mean, I still think they could get picked off just by virtue of others' games in hand, I think. You know, even if they keep on winning, it might not be enough. But, you know, they are still there, certainly in the shout of getting in the playoffs without a question. But as you said, they're up there for a long time, basically because they played about 100 games more than anybody else for most of the season.
That's true, actually. No one's ever put it like that before.
It wasn't far off. It must have been seven or eight more than certainly Ilkeston at one point. And,
it's interesting. They played a lot more games than anyone else. A team who's not played nearly enough games as anyone else is Blyth Spartans, who are still in playoff contention, maybe even title contention, if you believe some quarters. Blyth Spartans are hosting Rushall Olympic on Saturday. What do you reckon to Blyth Spartans' chances of firstly getting into the playoffs and maybe stretching the legs out a bit?
Yeah, it's all going to depend on how fatigue. I mean, we said for a while how whether fatigue was going to kick in. It hasn't yet, I don't think, because they've picked up some good results, haven't they? And we were up at Blyth just last week, actually, and the guys there still think they've got a chance. But, I mean, I think they've got four games next week. I think they're playing Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the kind of schedule that's going to test them. But, I mean, looking at the table, they always look like they might rise up to the playoffs, and they could still, but... You know, this is going to be a real test of their squad depth and fitness over the next week or two, at least.
Yeah, just to confirm what you just said there, Matt. They are hosting Russia Olympic on Saturday. Then they're hosting Barwell on Tuesday, and that's going to be a tough fixture, certainly. And then they've got to travel up to relegation threatened and now winning Ramsbottom United on Thursday. And then the following Saturday, they're hosting Stourbridge. So that's a hefty schedule that they have to...
It is, and of course, with a lot of those away trips, they have the travelling involved as well, which I know they're probably used to, but it always adds into the mix, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. So. Right. Also on Saturday, we have the fixture of Curzon Ashton against Buxton, who it seems to me have played each other every week now for the past 4 years. They just always seem to go together. But Curzon Ashton against Buxton... Some people still say that they've both got chances of getting into the playoffs. And as we said with James Hayes earlier, Curzon are currently 2 points behind Skelmersdale, but with three games in hand.
Yeah, Curzon are really in the mix there, certainly. Buxton have fallen away a little bit, but if they win that one on Saturday, I think, you know, they'll fancy they're still in with a shout. If they lose it, though, you know, they run the risk of getting cut adrift. But that's a real... It's a six-pointer in playoff terms.
Right, and you said six-pointer.
I know.
You did it.
I was never going to use that term.
Hey, man, I'm going to use it again for the next fixture. Frickley Athletic against Witton Albion, 20th against 21st.
It's a six-pointer, Ben.
It is. It really is.
It's huge, isn't it? I mean, I think Witton, perhaps more so for them, because Frickley do have a game in hand for what that's worth.
Yeah.
But it is so tight down there. But obviously, at the moment, they are battling out to not be in the relegation zone, the two of them. But yeah, I mean, that's a massive game. Witton looked like they were going to get out of it at one point. I think they've dropped down a little bit again, and Frickley have sort of fallen away as well. So yeah, it'd probably be a draw, which won't be of any use to either of them. So, you know, a win is crucial for both, I think.
Now, one of the teams who you would suggest, looking at this next fixture, you'd say, oh, it means nothing. But that's not actually true, because Whitby Town of late have because Witton, Nantwich and Matlock have dragged everyone into it, Whitby are now at risk. So this is a must-win as well, isn't it, for Whitby against Grantham?
Yeah, I think any of the teams up to probably Matlock, possibly Stourbridge, are still in the mix, and Whitby, as you say, are in there. Grantham, I think we saw they were at Ilkeston last weekend. They did well to get a point.
So just to cover that, was it a 94th minute penalty?
It was. And then they had 10 men for much of the game as well, but Ilkeston didn't really... It was a completely contrasting performance, actually, from what we saw on Tuesday with Ilkeston. They couldn't kill Grantham off at all. And, you know, they look useful, Grantham, but to the point that they probably will settle for mid-table finish. It looks like they're not going to go up or down, so that might benefit teams that play them, maybe including Whitby at the weekend.
Now, this next fixture is either going to finish 0-0 or 1-0 to somebody. This is Hales Owen Town against FC United of Manchester. And Hales Owen are very, very tough, aren't they?
They are, but they're in a similar boat to Grantham in that they're probably verging on the not much to play for bracket at the moment because of where they are. I mean, again, is that going to play into FC's hands? I don't know. Hales Owen are a decent side, tough place to go.
Yep.
And obviously they're going to want to finish as high as they can, but I think I would favour FC, not just because they're top.
Just to jinx it as well, I take it. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Two teams with something to play for this Saturday are Kingsland Town and Ashton United. They're playing each other. Obviously, if we're talking MPL cliches, Kingsland are tough to beat at home. Not true anymore, it transpires. And Ashton United have to win this, don't they, to keep the title picture a three-way race.
Yeah, Kingsland have, I think, is it four home defeats in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
They've been well and truly dragged into it. And
because they've had nothing to play for a while, they're at risk of not getting out of first gear here, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's surprising because whenever I've seen them, they actually played Ilkeston twice earlier this season, and both times they looked a decent side. I know losing George Thompson hasn't helped them. He went to a higher level, didn't he? But so quite surprising they've got dragged into it. on that basis, you'd think they probably could get themselves out of it. But you know, they are certainly in a bit of trouble. Maybe might be saved by the amount of teams that are down there with them. But you know, they do need to start winning at home because they get some big gates there as well. So you know, they've got plenty of support behind them.
And Ashton United.
Yeah, Ashton. I mean, some people remain surprised they're up there. I'm not. You know, they've always looked a decent side to me. Very efficient, and you know, the league table doesn't lie, and they're there for a reason, and they are absolutely title contenders at the moment. So, and you've got to favour them to win it, Lynn, I have to say.
I'm going to leave the next fixture to the last, if that's okay, because you've got a horse in the race, and it's a good way of leaving it for you. But Matlock Town are hosting Workington. Matlock Town have really strung the results together of late. Workington are still in this title hunt as well, I feel.
Yeah, a really big game, that. I mean, Matlock have, as you say, Mark Hume's done wonders there, actually. It looked like they were really struggling to find the right blend there with two or three different managers, but Hume came in unknown quantity, really, on the basis it's his first managerial role. But in fairness, I think he's won 7 out of the last 9. You know, they won at King's Lynn on Tuesday, so he has done really well. And Workington won't find that one easy. I know the table says that it'd favour them, but form doesn't. And although Workington are obviously doing well themselves, but Matlock will absolutely have a chance with that one. So yeah, the rest of the top five might want Matlock. Then expect perhaps Matlock to do to everybody a favour there.
Now, the next fixture involves Ramsbottom United. We mentioned Blyth having a bit of a fixture pile-up. Nothing compared to Ramsbottom United. They're playing 4 games this week as well. They're playing Stourbridge on Saturday. They've got to travel to Buxton on Tuesday. They're hosting Blyth Spartans on Thursday. And then the following Saturday, they're travelling to Belper Town. Big week coming up for Ramsbottom United. But let's start with this opening fixture on Saturday against Stourbridge.
Yeah, well, they just played, didn't they, on Tuesday? Mm-hmm. I think Ramsbottom picked up their first win in quite a while, so Stourbridge will want to get one over on them for that. But, yeah, I mean, perhaps Ramsbottom's fixture pile-up is more of a concern to them than Blyth might be, just because of the relegation battle. Yeah. And Ilkeston were up there a couple of weeks ago, and Ramsbottom did okay, actually, for the first half. But, you know, they desperately needed the win they then got, which would be interesting to see how that affects them, because they certainly needed it. So, but yeah, I mean, the fixture pile-up will be of great concern to them, particularly if any more get called off, if the weather hits again, I think.
Now, everyone, I think, pretty much says Trafford are now relegated, but a team still there, but surprisingly there, is Stamford. Trafford against Stamford on Saturday, but thankfully it's not at home for Stamford, so they might win.
It seems a long time ago that Stamford were top 100% record, doesn't it? It
was. You don't win the league in August, Mark.
Absolutely no, but it's surprising that they weren't able to at least, you know, maintain that to a degree. Yeah, and obviously they've struggled a bit with going into the new ground in terms of form, but and there are another of those sides down there that really need to start picking up some wins, because you know, to be in that mix, it isn't going to be comfortable for anybody. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. Trafford, actually, you know, I've seen them play a couple of times. All right, they lost 6-0 at Ilkeston. That wasn't a good time to judge them. But they played at Ilkeston in November and actually looked. They played some decent stuff at times, but they just haven't got the results and, you know, not scoring enough goals. And, nope. And that, I think, will cost them dearly, because I can't see them getting out of it.
And lastly, but not leastly, on Saturday, it's your beloved Ilkeston, and you're travelling to Marine. What do you reckon for this one, then?
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, it would have been a sort of nailed-on away win. But Marine have picked up a little bit since they changed management, and so that, you know, that'll be something to bear in mind. But Ilkeston are much better away from home in terms of performances, for whatever reason that is. I think they're often good on the counter attack, as FC saw on Tuesday. I just think Ilkeston, particularly they've got Stourbridge as well on Tuesday away. And I just think these away games are actually probably, based on what's happened so far this season, where they're more likely to pick up points that will give them a shout at the title, because the away form for some reason has been that bit better this year. So I would say Ilkeston will win that, but it's not going to be as easy as it might look when you see the table.
And just before you go, I know we will definitely have you on before the end of the season, certainly.
Yeah.
What's your gut feeling about where this is all heading?
It's going to go to the wire, I think. Certainly.
Get off the fence. Come on. Where's it going?
I, do you know, really, it's really hard to call. I mean, FC have been doing it right. They've gone on this great run, and you know, it's to me, it looks like it's theirs to lose without question. I know that's not rocket science to work out, but that seems to be the case. You know, I think Ilkeson showed there are weaknesses there on Tuesday, and others will do, I'm sure. I mean, they will lose games, I think, or at least one before. So it's down to the others then to capitalise on that. And obviously, FC have got a game in hand or two as well. So I do think FC will win it, just to put a bit of pressure on. But it really could be anyone's in the top five or six.
Well, Mark Duffer, thank you for that insightful, just spreading your bets all over the place.
I know, but, I mean, you know.
No, to be fair.
Not wanting to sit on the fence, but it's that tight that you just don't know how the end of the season is going to go. And
it's absolutely, at the moment, it's absolutely impossible to nail on who's going to win the league, who's going to make the playoffs, and who's going to get relegated. And that's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Well, because we could probably call two to go down, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's all to play for, as to use another footballing
there
cliche.
We go. It's all happening tonight, folks. Anyway, Mark Duffy, sports writer and all-round Ilkeston stalker, thank you very much for joining us on Evo Stick Extra this week. Would you like to give a plug before you go, by the way, for your Twitter feed and stuff?
If you like, yeah. Yeah, I'm on Duffer's Sport on Twitter, feel free to join the 700 other odd people who've decided it's a good idea.
Mark Duffy, thank you very much, and have a good weekend.
No problem, you too, thanks.
And now for your correspondence. Oliver Newell has been in touch to say Curzon are now back in the title stroke playoff race. They're at home to Buxton this weekend, simply a must-win game. Up the Nash. And in response to that, Mark Joyce, from a Buxton perspective, has said, "Bucks have got a massive game at Curzon. We need a win. Then again, pink monkeys might fly. Yes, I know we won on Tuesday night, but it was a struggle against a bottom four side, and we have at last done the double over someone. Hope you all lose." Now, Mark, come on. We might all win on Saturday. Lloyd Berry has been in touch from a Division 1 North perspective and said, "Warrington with the average mid-table clash against Kendal Town. Hopefully, 3 points for the Wire." I don't think Kendal and Warrington are average, but you are mid-table. That's true. Stampy's been in touch to say, "It's a must-win game at Trafford for Stamford." Yes. While David Osborne has been in touch to say, "Short hop to Blyth for Rushall this Saturday. Nothing to lose. Tough task. We shall see." And he says, "Mark Joyce for president." While James T. Got Hayes, who was literally on the show just 5 minutes ago, has said, apparently he couldn't say what he wanted to say truly earlier on when I spoke to him, but he wants to get off his chest that it's a crucial 3 points for Radcliffe Borough this weekend. That would put them 12 points clear of New Mills with 4 against. And then it's back in their hands. In Jono, we trust. Whereas Anthony C. Taylor's been in touch to say, "It's a battle of the boroughs this weekend. Love to give James T. Got Hayes a long journey back over the Pennines." Anthony, keep him on your side, please. Graham West has been in touch to say, "3 points, a must for Skelmersdale United away to Belper on Saturday to keep us in the mix." While elsewhere, Andrew Snape's been in touch to say, "A worried Whitby fan here, though I feel one win will bring two. Trust in our lads to make it happen." Why stop at two, Andrew? You might as well go for 3, 4, maybe even 5. Spenny fan Chris has been in touch to say, "Spenny Moore continue the push for the playoffs after the win v Farsley on Tuesday night. The Moors face Clitheroe on Saturday at home." Yes you do. And lastly, Tim Bullock. Cheeky Tim Bullock's been in touch to say, "An easy 3 points for Halesow in town." See you on Saturday, Tim. And that concludes this week's Wall of Correspondence. Tune in next week for another wall filled with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben. Well, thank you, dear listener, for your correspondence, and thank you, dear listener, for listening to this week's Evo Stick Extra. Join us next week for a brand new episode of Evo Stick Extra, where we'll be doing it all over again. My thanks to this week's guests, James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, sponsored by Evo Stick, and Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire sports writer Mark Duffy, for joining us on this week's show.
Remember, you can follow this show on Twitter at MPL Show. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to sample and enjoy and endure your EvoStick NPL football, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.